You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
Oh, welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday. Hope you're having a blast. Hope you're staying dry, although, you know, it's kind of dry now. I didn't think they would get in the regional today in Stillwater, and I was thrilled to find out they did, and thrilled to find out the results as I watched the game from start to finish. A little nervous after that first home run by Mississippi State, but after that, all Cowgirls. And Cowgirls going to host the Super Regionals. We'll find out if it's going to be Oregon. Matter of fact, I was kind of hoping it. Did that get rained out, Bill, or what? They're moving it back, right? Okay, well, you know, the thing is, I don't know if it's going to be Oregon or Texas, but, of course, you already know Texas. They swept them down in Austin, 3 games. And beat them in Oklahoma City as well, so 4-0 against them. You don't want to see a good team again necessarily, but Oregon's a good team too. And Oregon, one of those two teams is going to come to Stillwater next weekend. So
7:30 first pitch.
Got it. So good. Well, we'll get done here, and then I'll get home in time to watch Texas, Oregon, and softball. I got to be honest with you, folks. I've become a softball fan, and if you'd have told me that 4 or 5 years ago, no. I can guarantee you, in 34 years of doing a little bit of radio to a lot of bit of radio, I have rarely talked softball. But then again, the Cowgirls hadn't been good in a while. They were good a couple years ago and went to Super Regionals. But Kenny Gajewski, Kenny G, I tell you what, the guy can flat-out coach, no doubt about it. Changed. You hear this all the time. I'm quoting somebody. The culture has changed. And the culture is winning. You either have a losing culture or a winning culture. He changed into a winning culture. They have a lot of fun. I know some people get annoyed by the chanting that constantly goes on in softball. I don't. I love it. I love it because, you know, sometimes, you know, you deal with athletes, particularly in football and men's basketball, that, you know, they're thinking about the NBA and the NFL. They don't chant. They don't do anything special or whatever. You know, they're there for what they're there for. The softball is a different animal altogether. The crowd at Oklahoma State is unbelievable. We can talk a little bit later maybe about the new facility that Kenny's mentioned. I'm not sure anybody officially from the athletic department has mentioned yet. That's something Bill, the voice of the Cowgirls, knows very well, and hopefully he'll get the Super Regional next week. We know that's a done deal, and then hopefully he gets to stay in-state again and do the College World Series. That will be a lot of fun. Hey, we've got a jam-packed show today, so we got to get it all jumped in here in the next hour. And ESPN recruiting guru, the recruiting guru in basketball, Paul Biancardi joins us. Sports friend Sean Leary will join us. He'll have a special sub-guest as well we'll talk to, former pro football player. Mono Watso joins us from Canada at PGC Basketball. So we have got a lot to go. We've got to hear from our great sponsors to keep us on the air for you to listen to free of charge. Doesn't cost you a dime. You got to buy a radio, but, you know, you probably got one of those anyway. We'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
At Northern Oklahoma College, enrollment for the summer and fall semester is open. So if you've been thinking about going to college, look no further than NOC. With locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern offers students a high-quality and convenient education. NOC will continue to offer students multiple course formats with options to match each student's learning style while continuing to follow the CDC guidelines for a safe learning environment. Students can choose from in-person, online live, or online classes. To receive your high-quality, affordable, and convenient education, visit us at noc.edu and apply today. Northern Oklahoma College, life changing.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. International Weather Service forecast tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of showers and 62. A 40% chance for Monday, cloudy 78. A 20% chance for Monday night, 65. And a 40 to 50% chance of storms Tuesday and Tuesday night, 80 and 65.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes!
And welcome back. Terrific Sunday evening. It might be an afternoon if you're on the West Coast. It might be evening, of course, Central and Eastern time. But right now, we've got who we've got every week, but he's got a special guest for us. Very excited to have on Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. But he brings on former pro football player and Arizona State Sun Devil, Rudy Carpenter. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Greg. Thanks for joining us, Rudy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, Rudy, I had to look up your bio real quick, man. You had, of course, season with Tampa Bay and, of course, played at Arizona State, originally from California. So you obviously been through the recruiting process.
Yeah, I've been through the recruiting process. And, you know, out here in California, I played for, you know, one of the bigger programs probably in Southern California. And so I was fortunate to have a lot of exposure, you know, with a really good high school coach helping me. But that didn't come, you know, without my own struggles. I had a lot of academic issues. And so because of that, although I had, you know, I think about 40, 45 scholarship offers, there was only a handful of schools that I could go to because of my academics, right? So originally I wanted to commit to UCLA, but they couldn't guarantee me I would get in academically until really after I graduated. And from a financial standpoint, that just really wasn't a position that I was in from a family standpoint. I had to take something that was guaranteed. Ultimately, I went to ASU, and it worked out great for me.
Different position.
Well, that's a great message, Rudy. We appreciate you sharing that because, you know, a lot of young athletes, they think if they can get it done on the field, that's all it takes to get a college scholarship. And it takes getting it done in the classroom too, right?
Well, I mean, that's definitely something, you know, that I agree with. For me, it's like a lot of kids, right? I come from a single-parent household. I have six siblings. There are a lot of distractions going on. Also, not a lot of resources. And so for someone like me, it wasn't like I struggled in school because I wasn't smart enough. It was I struggled in school because from a young age, I wasn't, you know, taught study habits. But also, I was able to get away with it in partly because of what I was able to do from an athletic standpoint. But ultimately, you know, I didn't ever got a chance to play in the NFL from a starting standpoint, but I played long enough to get my pension. And for someone like me, that's a pretty big win. But one of my biggest regrets is still that I don't think I maximized my potential in school, both in high school and in college. But, you know, ultimately, when I was able to get to college, I was able to have some resources, especially when it came to some academic advisors who really helped me in the process and ultimately helped me graduate in 3 years.
How much
we'll be having
oh,
on.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that, Sean. Y'all going to let you just take it over.
Oh, no worries, man. Well, I was just going to say, we'll be having on various pro athletes over the coming weeks and months. And Rudy is our first guest to join us. And we're going to ask a couple common questions of each of these athletes. So as you listen to the podcast and you listen to the radio show, you can hear the different answers and you can kind of compare and contrast and marry up what you think is best for you and the advice that really works for you. So, Rudy, one of the things that I would love for you to share with everybody that's out here is, what's the biggest piece of advice that you have for athletes who are looking to play ball in college?
Well, I think that would you know, probably take me an awfully long time to answer, so I'll try to make it short. But for me, I have an interesting perspective because, like I said, I come from a really big high school here in Southern California, so I was able to get a lot of exposure. I was able to get a lot of exposure for free because I had a high school coach who was a very well-connected coach, per se. But I wouldn't have had the ability to have a private coach or a quarterback coach or go to all these camps or combines, you know, or go and play in all these seven-on-sevens or have these different recruiting services or whatever it may be. But I ultimately am still a believer that if you really, really spend time mastering your craft, right, if you're a quarterback, you spend time mastering the way you throw the football, your understanding of a defense, your understanding of pass protections, your understanding of offensive football, your understanding of situations. If you're a tennis player and you're working on your serve or a basketball player, you know, on your shot or your ball handling, whatever it may be, to me, I'm still a believer that if you obviously handle your work in the classroom, handle the work you have to do in the community, but if you are able to really put in the work to master your craft, I'm still a believer that people are going to be able to find you, especially if you can just learn how to do things that are easy to do from an exposure standpoint. And Twitter is a good place to, you know, expose yourself. Obviously, Huddle is a place to, you know, get your information out there. There's a lot of different things that you can do. But again, I'm still a believer in the ideal that, you know, if you're good enough, they're going to find you.
No doubt about it. And you mentioned a couple of good resources there, Huddle and Twitter. And then, you know, of course, Sports Thread's a good way to get your name out there, too. And, you know, you work on your skills, you work on your craft, you become a better player, and then you use those various mediums to make sure that people are able to see you and help them find you. But next question for you, Rudy. Tell us what some of the big changes you experienced coming out of high school and going into that college game, and then again from college to pro. How does the game change, and where were some of the pain points that you experienced trying to make the jump from one level to another?
Yeah, again, that's a good question. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things, right? The first thing is the amount of resources that you get in college is really unbelievable. From I was a kid that grew up with really, you know, not a lot, and I just playing in the streets. And so when I got to ASU and I was able to get on a meal plan and I was able to get academic help and I was able to get physical therapy on injuries that I had, I was able to get in the weight room and really, you know, focus on a strength and conditioning program. And then on top of that, really getting around good coaching and really learning the game of football, the position of quarterback, which I played, and then again, mastering the craft of that. The resources was something that really jumped out to me, and those were needed because I was a kid that for so long just relied on, you know, my athletic ability. So that was a big change for me. But the other big changes for me came off of the field because I didn't come from a structured background. I wasn't very polished. And now all of a sudden I was a starting quarterback at ASU as a freshman. I think I still hold the record there for, you know, the most consecutive games started. And now all of a sudden I was put into a position as an 18-year-old kid where, you know, I'm having press conferences every Monday and I'm available for media all the time. And then you have this new social media world that people didn't really know. And then on top of that, I was unorthodox as it is. And so, for me, there were some big changes and growing pains that I had to go through based on, you know, how I wanted to present myself and how I wanted to represent myself, my team, and the school. And to me, that took a little bit of time to learn and to get used to.
That's a great answer. And, you know, we've had segments on the show in the past about how athletes may kind of make some mistakes online with social media and the way they portray themselves and how everything you do online is written in ink, not in pencil. You can't take it back. So, you know, that's guys, that's coming to you from a ex-NFL athlete and a starting quarterback at Arizona State who, you know, I believe you had a couple of freshman All-American honors in there. And, you know, he was put in the spotlight. And everything he said was, I'm sure, analyzed heavily by a whole lot of people. So, you know, take that advice and incorporate it in the way you live your life as a young athlete in high school because you don't want it to mess up your playing opportunities in college. So, Rudy, tell us now one of the things that we want to make sure that we do and advice that we give to the youth athletes who are listening to this show is mentality. What was your mentality on the field, and what was your mentality in practice? How did you approach the game, and how did you approach practicing?
Yeah, that was, you know, something for me that also was a work in progress and something that had to evolve over the course of time. Again, I've said it a couple of times in this interview. I was someone that didn't come from a lot of resources, right? So my mentality was just grind, 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 compete, 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 you know, just – pretty ruthless from a competitive standpoint because I viewed football or sports as my way to something different, a life of that was different that I wanted, right? But ultimately, I had to learn how to, you know, go to practice and learn how to hone in on my skills and be mindful and to be tactical and to think and to play that game as well. And so for me, you know, that was just a maturity thing. That was a getting older thing. That was a philosophical thing, trying to consume as much information that I could, right? And I think all of those things are important. And so, you know, I guess from a practice standpoint, I always thought it was what I could do from a physical standpoint, right? And ultimately, I had the most growth in my game physically when I learned how to play the game, when I learned, you know, what I was doing from a mental standpoint. So for me, I would just tell, you know, everybody when you're mastering your craft, it's not just what you do on the practice field or in the film room or in the game. It's being able to take all the information you learn in your private sessions, your quarterback coach, if you have one, if that's what we're talking about, from your all the way from your film sessions to your practices and then taking all of that to the game and executing it. So for me, it was, you know, just, I was a competitor, super competitive, a ruthlessly competitive guy, but but ultimately had to learn how to practice and be a member of a team.
Yeah, and we talked just a few weeks back about how one of the big jumps that you have to make from the high school level to the college level is sort of taking care of all the little things. When you're in high school, you can lean on your athletic ability, and then you get to college, and there's all these little pieces that you got to take care of on an ongoing basis. And, you know, that kind of sounds like that's a little bit of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I would also say that's from a taking care of your body standpoint, too. I dealt with some injuries, I think, from football in general and post-football career. I think I've had 11 total surgeries, four hip surgeries. And so, you know, those are things that I think could have been prevented or could have been handled better had I taken care of my body better. And so that's, for me, something I would, you know, tell, you know, young kids as well.
Well, talk to us a little bit about what you did to take care of your body, both in the season and off season. What would you do? What was your regimen?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously didn't do a good enough job, but it was something I did focus on. And for me, I stayed busy. I stayed active. Obviously, everybody does all the weightlifting stuff and obviously the strength and conditioning stuff. But for me, I always tried to focus on pliability and plyometrics. And I always thought those things were super, super important for me. And so, again, I still think it comes down to how you eat, you know, how you're staying hydrated, how you're taking care of your body, how you're taking care of your mind, obviously, and then being able to do workouts or strength and conditioning workouts or whatever it may be that are functional to what you're being asked to do in your sport or in your competition, right?
Great point. You got to train for your position. You got to train for your sport. And you brought up the point about nutrition. Some athletes, you know, they try to hit certain macronutrients in the day. They want a certain amount of protein. They want a certain amount of carbs and fat. Some athletes focus on calorie intake. Some athletes focus on, you know, just eating every 2 to 3 hours. Some athletes have very different ways of looking at food. What did you do for nutrition, or what did you see that maybe made other players on the college or the NFL level successful?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I got to be honest, like, that's such a hard question. I played quarterback, and I just feel like from a quarterback standpoint, in the time that I played, we were just a little bit different, probably a little bit more loose with how we handled the way we ate. But as a player, you always saw guys that didn't take care of their body from a nutrition standpoint and saw what the impacts may be, whether it was being out of shape, whether it was missing weight, whether it was getting fined regularly for being overweight, which those things happened, you know, all the time. And then on top of that, then you saw the guys that did take care of their bodies and the way that they looked and the way that they performed. And they were usually guys who were at the, you know, higher end of the pay grade too. And so to me, I think those things go hand in hand. How you take care of your body is how you're going to perform. And obviously the higher level you perform, the more you're going to get paid.
So what did you, was there any difference between what would you do, what you would do to take care of your body in the off season versus when you're in season? I remember when I was playing college ball, weight training changed, running changed, even the way we ate changed a little bit. Did you kind of take the same approach year round, or did you focus on different things depending on the time of year?
Yeah, I mean, it was always just during the time of year. And for me, during the season, a lot of it was just focused on recovery, right? So during the season, it was how fast could you, you know, play a game, be done with the game on Saturday afternoon, or for us in the Pac-12, a lot of times Saturday night, and how fast can you recover for the next week? And for me, that was all about hydration, physical therapy, the food that I was eating. And then I would get a ton of assisted stretch and massage work throughout the week. And those were always things that I felt like, you know, helped me. But, you know, that couldn't, you know, always protect you from bone or ligament injuries. So, you know, it's just trying to stay ahead of those things and do whatever you have to do. And from a recovery standpoint, I think something that people should know, and probably kids should know too, right, is everybody's body is different. Everybody's bodies react differently to different things. And I think it's important that each individual person finds the routine or finds something that fits them. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to find that.
Great advice. And for anyone who's listening, Rudy is giving incredible advice right now, stuff that you do not get access to until you go play in a D1 school and you play in the NFL. But he's giving you some secrets. So go look him up online. Go talk to people who are knowledgeable around you, strength trainers, nutritionists, athletic trainers who can help you take care of your body, and ask them questions about how they would implement some of Rudy's advice. Rudy, last question for you, and then Greg, if you've got anything after this, go for it. Is there anything else you want to share with us, Rudy, that you'd like to give as advice for young athletes or maybe what you're working on today?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess for me, I work with so many kids privately from a quarterback standpoint, and it's fun and I enjoy it. And I think it's crazy the amount of money that they pay me, but I'll happily accept it. And with that being said, I guess the point I'm trying to make is I just wish more kids would stop with the specialization. I think that playing multiple sports is super important. Football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, track and field, I think they're all important to your development ultimately as a player. And I think it'll do more for you as a player and as an athlete than just an early specialization will. I also grew up in Southern California. We spent a lot of time surfing, bodyboarding, body surfing at the beach, wakeboarding, windsurfing, kite surfing, to snowboarding, just pretty much skateboarding, all of these different sports. And personally for me, I just believe all of these different skills really helped me develop as an athlete and made a difference, especially with how I was able to move, right, and function from a development standpoint. A lot of it was natural body movements and not robotic. So I don't know. I guess that's what I would leave everybody with is I don't know. I disagree with the specialization movement.
Hey, I'm going to defer with my question. I got one question, but it comes from the text line, the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, wanting to ask Rudy, are the Sun Devils heading in the right direction? This one from Dallas Dan. So,
well, I mean, that's an interesting question. A couple years ago, Rob Likens was their offensive coordinator with Herm Edwards, and we went back-to-back years with N'Keal Harry and Brandon Ayuk as first-round picks, and it looked like we had, you know, Jaden Daniels, who was a budding superstar, potential Heisman Trophy guy at quarterback. And then COVID happened. We got a new offensive coordinator in Zach Hill, came from Boise State, didn't get a lot of practice time. Like I said, lost a couple, you know, big-time playmakers and kind of struggled last year. So it's going to be interesting to see. But, I mean, look, I love Herm Edwards. They've done a great job in recruiting. As Oklahoma State fans know, that's really what it comes down to, right, is how well can you recruit. And I think Herm – and the staff he's put together is doing better than any other staff we've had in a long time. So I guess my answer to that question would be yes, I think they're moving in the right direction.
All right, Dallas Dan, you got your answer from a true Sun Devil hero. Good stuff. Guys, appreciate having you on the Sports Thread Report.
Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate that. It's always good stuff. I get comments every week in Walmart or somewhere, you know, it's a lot of grandparents, you know, and I thought some of that might happen because we've got a lot of older listeners that just, they're into sports. They look forward to 6 o'clock every Sunday, and that is good, good stuff. They're helping out their grandkids and their kids and all that good stuff. We'll take a break. Paul Biancardi, basketball recruiting guru at ESPN, joins us after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Through the most difficult times, the 2021 graduates have persevered to reach their goals, and Simmons Bank would like to congratulate each and every one of you. To those graduating from Oklahoma State University, Stillwater High, and all the area high schools, Simmons Bank is proud of your accomplishments. For all of your future financial needs, we're here for you. Simmons Bank, Stillwater.
After more than 100 years in business, Tiger Drug is still more than proud to recognize all of the graduation classes from Oklahoma State, Stillwater High, and our many surrounding communities. So from Brandy Moore, Carla Knight, Craig Stone, and all of the pharmacy tech and staff at Tiger Drug, a sincere congratulations.
And our next guest could probably sing along with these guys. No doubt about it. He's got the gift for gab. And I imagine you can sing a little bit, can't you, Paul?
I don't know about the singing part, but I can dance a few steps.
I'm sure that. Hey, congratulations, by the way. Your daughter, I think I got this right, just graduated from the University of Texas. Is that right?
She did. Not this year, but just recently.
Okay, I got you. Well, see, I'm slow, but Paul Biancardi joins us, one of our favorite guests. Of course, he is the basketball recruiting guru over at ESPN, and he knows about every player. He knows where they're going. He knows when they're going to get drafted, all that stuff in the draft coming up here in a little bit. We can talk about that, too. But you got some other stuff going on that is not just basketball important, but socially important.
Yeah, I decided to put together a recruiting webinar for today's athlete, parent, and coach. And it came about through a friend of mine in North Carolina by the name of Joe Tedesco. He runs fundraiser for Leukemia Lymphoma Society. He's a big fundraiser for them. He works really hard to raise money for blood cancer, to beat blood cancer. And so I'm helping him out. And so I decided, what could I do? What would be the best thing that I could do to help him raise money? And I thought, you know, there's so many misconceptions about recruiting. Players and parents have so many questions. I get direct messages every single day on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So I said, let me put a recruiting webinar together, 60 minutes of presentations. I got special guests coming in, and then a 30-minute Q&A. And everybody who signs up is going to get my recruiting ebook to help them navigate the recruiting process, find out what college coaches look for in recruits. So it's a night of recruiting, and more importantly, it's going to help the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And I'm trying to raise $5,000. I'm more than halfway there.
So anybody who wants to sign up for that, what is the easiest way, Paul?
You can go to my Twitter or my website. Go to CoachBiancardi.com, scroll down, and you'll see a night of recruiting. Click the button, invest in yourself, and you'll get 90 minutes of information that will be real, it'll be relevant, and it'll help you in your journey if you want to play at the next level.
And for you kids out there, parents of kids, coaches of kids, you definitely want to follow Paul on Twitter. It's Paul Biancardi. Biancardi, just like it sounds like, B-I-A-N-C-A-R-D-I. Paul Biancardi, and National Recruiting Director, of course, for ESPN, and also heavily involved with the draft as a draft analyst. Has been the Horizon League Coach of the Year when he was head coach at Rice State. I got to know you first, though, at Boston College as an assistant, and you kind of give yourself away with your accent a little bit where you're from, but Ohio State, St. Louis, and you had a pretty good mentor at St. Louis, too, one of my favorite people as well. Talk about that a little bit, because I know you quote him a lot on Twitter.
I do, every Monday. Rick Majerus, the legendary coach at Ball State. Obviously, Utah took them to the Final Four in 98.
The championship game, right?
Yeah, championship game. They lost to Tubby Smith in Kentucky. Then he revitalized, rebuilt, and put St. Louis on a national stage before he passed away. And so I had the chance to spend a lot of time with him before working with him at St. Louis. We had some mutual friends. And one of his good friends was Don Donaher. Don Donaher was the longtime successful coach at Dayton, legendary coach in Dayton. And so through Don Donaher, I got a chance to meet Rick Majerus, because when I was the head coach at Wright State, I hired Don Donaher's son, Brian Donaher, who was a great coach. And so I got to meet Rick Majerus through the Donahers and stayed in touch with him. And then there was a situation, he had an opening. I was at ESPN the first time, and decided to join his staff, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
You know, not so much Boston, but you and I, it's funny how you cross paths with certain people. I know a guy that used to work with me quite a bit, Bob Gottlieb, the late Bob Gottlieb, Doug's dad, and covered California for us, and and he had been at Ohio State as a walk-on, you know, when Bob Knight was there, when, you know, shoot, that Havlicek and some of those guys. I mean, and that was in the early 60s when my dad was getting – we lived in Dayton. My dad was getting his Ph.D. In engineering at Ohio State. He was commuting every day from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So I lived there from age 0 to 5, and, you know, I don't – heck, you probably weren't even born by, like, what, 67, were you?
Oh, yeah. I was we're 5 years old.
Okay, so you and I are exactly – were you born in 62? Wow.
I gave my age away.
Yes. Well, you and I are the same age then. Great. I'm going to be 59 here in a couple weeks. So that's something else we have in common. All good stuff. And in that Buckeye State, all good stuff. And Wright State, of course, there as well. And, hey, I got a text here on the Buffalo Wild Wings line wanting to know – if Rick Majerus ever quoted Al McGuire to you.
Oh, he quoted Al McGuire. I just can't remember the quotes. And
some of them you can't say on the air.
Yeah, some of them I can't say on the air. And, you know, Rick had so many quotes from the people that were closest to him. Al McGuire, Don Nelson, the great coach with the Golden State Warriors, who played at for the Celtics. And Golden State with Don Nelson was one of the very first coaches and franchises and teams to play small ball. Everybody plays small ball now. Don Nelson was doing that during his time at Golden State. You also, the great coach at the Denver Nuggets, George Karl, and Rick Majerus is very close. He quoted George Karl, Del Harris, the coach of the Lakers, multiple years assistant, I think 20, 30-year assistant in the NBA. Great coach, wonderful human being, Del Harris. So Rick quoted a lot of guys, but they were the guys that were closest to him.
I want to get back to your virtual camp here, certainly, a couple times before we let you go, Paul, and I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. The draft's coming up. Well, of course, around here in Stillwater, America, want to know what Cade Cunningham's going to do. You think he's still the top pick?
I do. I think in my mind right now, it's between him and Evan Mobley. Mobley brings so many attributes, physical tools, and skill to the game at almost 7 feet tall. I know the game has went a little smaller and more to the shooting aspect, but Mobley can really shoot it for a big. Cunningham just does everything extremely well, and he's a good defender. People don't talk about his defense enough, both on the ball and off. He's strong. His body is lean. He went vegan his senior year in high school. He felt better. He felt lighter. And so he decided he really changed his body going into Oklahoma State. And I just think he thinks the game, he plays with a physicality, he's got a high skill level, and he makes other people better, and I think that's his greatest quality.
Well, and some of it depends who's going to get the number one draft pick, I would assume, as well.
Sure. Sure. I think in this draft here, if you have a need in the first two or three picks, everybody says get the most talented player, and that's true because you draft for talent, you trade for need. But if you need a big, Mobley should be the number one pick, unless somebody thinks Cunningham is that much better. If you need a wing, a playmaking wing, and that's what Cunningham is. And then you got Jalen Green. I mean, he's a bona fide two-guard. You know, and you look at Anthony Edwards and what he's doing in the NBA. Green doesn't have that physicality, but he has the explosiveness and the three-point shot. And this guy's exciting. He is Anthony Edwards-like without the strong physicality. But, boy, he has NBA athleticism better than Anthony Edwards, if you will. So it's an exciting draft, especially at the top.
Besides that, other question, getting two of them kind of the same, so I'm going to put them into one. The Olympics. I mean, we still don't know if the United States or anybody's, but if we're even going to have an Olympics here in a couple of months in Japan, and what's going on with USA Basketball on that front? I mean, I haven't heard anything.
Well, USA Basketball, like most organizations, you know, have been dormant. You know, the events have started. You're running your events out in Oklahoma with great success, by the way.
You're too kind.
Events are happening all over the country. USA Basketball is going to have a mini camp in July for the 16-year-old team. They'll bring about 30 guys in, but no fans, no media because of COVID. So it's very strict still. But they're bringing a group together, and it's some of the best high school players in the country.
And it matters where you live, I guess, because here in Oklahoma, I went to a tournament the other day for about 5 hours, did not see one single mask. Nobody required it. Of course, our governor dropped that a while back. Most of the cities that had their own separate deal have dropped it. And the numbers are extremely low. So I guess it depends, you know, still kind of where you're at. Because I was watching softball today, and everybody over at UCLA was spreading out and had masks on and everything. So it still matters where you're at. But hopefully, with the vaccine and all that stuff, things are going to take care of itself. Why haven't we seen more? Is another question on a Buffalo Wild Wings text line. Why haven't we seen more of the professional athletes getting their shots together? You know, like a promotional kind of thing. You know, like you see the president get a shot, so you feel safer. But if you see professional athletes, I mean, you know, I guess they could potentially be risking their careers if anything was dangerous, so they wouldn't do it unless it was safe, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. For those guys to answer, maybe somebody, you could have NFL guys and NBA and Major League Baseball showing that they're taking the vaccine. I don't know why they haven't done that. I don't know if there's a policy within the professional ranks. Probably not. And most people put their private life on social media to a certain degree. But I don't know if that would, it could encourage the youth, the 20-year-olds and the teenagers to get their vaccine. But at the end of the day on the vaccine, it really becomes a personal choice.
Yeah, it is. It's just, it's one of those deals where obviously the numbers don't lie. The more people who get it, it seems like the numbers all of a sudden started going down in big, big, big ways. Paul Biancardi joins us, recruiting guru extraordinaire in basketball for ESPN, also the draft. A couple guys who came through here that played in our events did well in the draft, and they've had pretty decent NBA careers so far. Blake Griffin came in the third grade with his older brother and played in some of our events. Always played up, of course. And one guy who, first time I saw him, I go, ooh, man, he's going to be awfully good. And knowing who his daddy was, I knew he was going to get every bit of basketball knowledge he could. Trey Young, who's playing right now, I think, with the Hawks. And I mean, he's playing like literally right now as we speak, if I'm right. I don't have the TV on in front of me, but... So it's so great seeing those kids and watching them grow up and become great human beings and obviously great basketball players. But I get maybe a very small fraction of what you get. How hard is it to, somebody you really, really like and you wish you could help them go to a higher level because they're just a great kid? Do you ever run into that? Because I sure do. Like a kid that's not getting anything, and I just know he should, and it's more about, exposure or lack thereof than anything else. I'm sure you run into that, because I do.
Yeah, I do. I mean, one of the things I do, when you talked about my website, I do private coaching, so I really try to help place kids at the appropriate level. I work with them virtually on their basketball skills. I evaluate their tapes, and then I do consulting to help them try to get into the college game where they fit. And this year was the toughest year ever because seniors were coming back. Everybody got another year of eligibility. And, guys can transfer now, one time transfer and play right away. So there were so many factors why high school players were not getting scholarships this year. It was really hard. Some kids had to go to different conferences than they anticipated or different levels. Between Division One, Two, and Three, but at the end of the day, it's really important that you go somewhere and settle in and give your best to where you are. And then, if you get that good, and you want to try something else down the road, that's your prerogative. But it really is hard to get kids looks, and it's going to be that way. It's going to be a traffic jam for the next couple of years because, again, everyone getting another year of eligibility, the one-time transfer and play right away. High school players need to go to basketball camps, not just play all the time. Playing is great, but when you go to camp, you get repetitions, you get learning, you get instruction, you get things that can carry over into the games that are so, so important. So I hope that basketball camps come back. I know I do my own. I know you do them. And I think kids need camps because they need reps that they may or may not get in games.
You obviously are a popular guest. Our Buffalo Wild Wings lines lighten up like nobody else ever has since the last time you were on. We had a couple weeks ago, I'm sure that you're friends with Matt Doherty, and we were talking to him about his book, of course, and Matt, a great player and former head coach at his alma mater, North Carolina Tar Heels. And he was not happy with the open transfer deal, nor have very many folks I've talked to in the basketball world. How do you feel about that, Coach?
I'm happy that the kids have an opportunity to transfer and play. I really am.
But as a former coach?
I really am happy that they have that opportunity. But at the same time, kids sitting out, to me, was never a penalty. Everybody says, well, they shouldn't be penalized. I never looked at that year as a penalty. I looked at that year that they sat out on the transfer was, A, get healthy academically with no basketball pressure, B, it's a year of growth physically from a developmental standpoint, your body, if you need to get stronger, you need to get faster, or you may need to get leaner. Picking up the coach's terminology, you know, practicing every day. And I thought it was a great year of growth and development. And but I understand why the NCAA did it. They were getting tired of just giving everybody a waiver. And for the people they didn't give a waiver to, they got sued by a lot of people. So it makes their life easier, and it's probably one of the reasons why they did it. But I do think it's good for kids to have that option to go play right away. What it has caused, though, is commotion and chaos within the recruiting world, and that's where the turbulence is right now. It won't settle down right away. I wish kids would transfer for the right reason. See, that's the problem. Some kids need a transfer. They just need a different change of scenery. They need a change of environment. But oftentimes kids think that their problems or the things that they don't do well, it's going to go away when they go somewhere else, and that's not the case. So I think if kids really gave it some thought, didn't just listen to all the outside voices, but had purpose in the transfer, and I think we'll see that over the course of time. Right now it's really popular to be in the portal. I think that will go down each and every year where kids will realize, gee, maybe I shouldn't have left. Maybe it was pretty good where I was, or maybe I should have tried to stick it out a little longer to see if I could have fought through that situation.
Got one question from California and then one question from God's favorite state, Oklahoma, here, and we'll ask you in this order. I'll try to translate this one because it's kind of over. And I apologize if we didn't get to your text, but we've got probably three for everyone I can ask here. Coach, you mentioned the big guys kind of getting moved out of the game a little bit, and we've seen a lot of that even at the AAU level. What do you think is going to be the future on that for big guys that are not necessarily real quick and athletic?
Well, I think the big guys, right now, the premise for bigs is everybody wants them to shoot it. Because if you can get a big who can shoot, now you stretch the floor at four and five positions. And that's where the game is. If not, you better be really dominant with your back to the basket in the low post. So I think the biggest thing for big men is to, you know, conquer the inside first, but develop that mid-range, that short, you know, roll, that flash cut to the foul line jumper, and then expand your range over time. But if you're big, you still dominate the game in the paint and at the rim, and I think that's important to block shots and rebound. You know, those are important parts of the game. I don't think it's going away. I just think it's been diminished because of the shooters.
Well, I'll add this. Is there any thought to you, because obviously you see the international game quite a bit with our friend Fran Frischel with some of those guys, but the trapezoidal lane, do you see the United States ever going to that? Because that clears out the big man a little bit too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that takes away from the low post game even more. It creates a Carmelo Anthony mid-post game, right?
Yes,
you catch
yes.
It a little further
and
away.
That's why he did so well in the Olympics.
Yes, you catch it mid-post, or in the trapezoid, you catch it in their low post, which would be the mid-post today. And then you turn and face up, but there'd be plenty of space on the floor. You probably would have to move the three-point line back a little bit more. So, you know, do I see it coming in the game? I don't right now in the foreseeable future, but never say never because it could translate. One thing that's come into our game at the high school level is the National Federation finally decided.
Yeah.
They have a shot clock. Somebody have a Buffalo Wild Wing. Somebody have a glass of red wine. Please, let's celebrate the fact that the Federation is letting each association now have their shot clock. I think it doesn't start till 22-23.
Right.
But that's a really positive sign. Our high school game needs I've been saying this for 5 years now, it needs a national shot clock with a universal time. And I think they voted in on 35 seconds.
That's what I saw, and I had to subtweet you the minute I saw that because I knew you'd be having a big glass of red wine on that one. My last question, Coach, comes from the western side of Oklahoma, and it's about Bryce Thompson transferring from Kansas to Oklahoma State, where he'll play immediately. He is an Oklahoma kid. His dad played for Bill Self over at the University of Tulsa. Rod Thompson, one of my good friends, grew up in my events, and so did Bryce. And so how well do you think Bryce will help the Cowboys initially?
Well, physically, you know, he's not ready for the college game, but athletically and skill-wise, he can put points on the board. He scores from, you know, that you hear that phrase, three different levels. He's comfortable, you know, finishing at the rim in terms of his length and his athletic ability. Again, he's got to be comfortable taking the hit and finishing the play. He's got a nice pull-up game. He's got a three ball, so got a drive game. You know, he mixes up his scoring, and I think he'll be a very good freshman at Oklahoma State. He'll have nights where he'll have, you know, strong performances, and I think other nights, you know, as freshmen normally do, he'll have nights where he'll struggle. But there's room and space at Oklahoma State this year on the roster, so I think he'll get ample opportunity.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people think he's going to be a sophomore in eligibility, but of course with COVID, it's like his clock never started. And ironically, right, he broke his finger in the Oklahoma State win for the Cowboys in Stillwater and had to have surgery and missed a good chunk of the year. Otherwise, he may still be with Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how and why that transfer happened, but, you know, as you get older in the game, you get more consistent and you get stronger in the game. And, you know, I think Oklahoma State will reap the benefits of his 1 year at Kansas. And, you know, you mentioned Rick Majerus earlier. I don't know if you knew this, but I was an assistant coach for Rick when Porter Moser was on the staff as well. So Porter and I are very good friends, and he's your new coach for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, and he's going to do a great job, obviously. He did a great job with Loyola. Sister Jean has already put a hex on Oklahoma, though, so we'll have to see how that goes. Hey, before I let you go, give it up one more time, let's talk about it's a fundraiser for blood cancer. Obviously, you know, that's something, leukemia, that even children get. And so, obviously, a very important thing you're doing there. But talk about that, and once again, how you get signed up.
Just go to CoachBanCardi.com, scroll down to a night of recruiting, click on the link. It will tell you everything that I'm going to do that night. I'll have special guests. I'll have Jason Jordan from Sports Illustrated talking about recruiting. My colleague Adam Finkelstein. I just signed up Alan Stein. I don't know if you know that
name. Yeah, yeah. He used to be down in Florida when he was a kid, right? Didn't he run a bunch of stuff down in Florida?
He did. He did. He's a phenomenal strength and conditioning coach, and right now he's a corporate speaker. He has a book called Raise Your Game. He's going to come on and talk about recruiting. He actually was a strength and conditioning coach at DeMatha for a long time, and he worked with the likes of, you know, Kevin Durant when he came up through the system, mm-hmm. and so many other great players. So going to have special guests. We're going to cover A to Z on recruiting, the process, what college coaches look for in recruits, how maybe you can get recruited if you're not. If you are getting recruited, how do you navigate the process? It'll be a 90-minute seminar, and all the proceeds are going to the LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Very good, and we will put that on our Twitter account. We'll put that on our Facebook account. We'll put that, heck, we got other accounts I don't even do. Somebody does them for me, but all good stuff. And once again, you blew up our Buffalo Wild Wings line. Very, very impressive. Tell your buddy Jay Billis that if he doesn't join us on the show, that – you know, nobody will know who he is, and it'll all be about Paul Biancardi. So, you know, we got to get that taken care of, too. Always good, my friend. Huh? What were you saying?
If you can get Jay Billis, that's the name you want to get. He's the man.
Well, you get me anybody you think would blow our fans away, because these are some basketball-hungry folks. And
well, I'm telling you, get excited about Porter Moser at Oklahoma.
But you realize 90% of my listeners probably are not wanting his success.
Well, I got to tell you, hey, I got firsthand experience how good he is, and he's, you know, he's hitting his stride as a head coach in the last 5 years. I thought it was a phenomenal hire by Oklahoma. So, anyway, you guys get that big game every year. So,
he's the real deal. Bedlam's always heating up around here. I don't think it really ever stops, but good stuff. And hey, look forward to seeing you again sometime over the summer. I'll try to look up your tenure and run into you, and want you to see Cale now. He's about 6'5", so he was the only eighth grader at your camp that 1 year in Oklahoma City, and He had a blast. He's trying to get me to take you to North Carolina. I said, it's already full. That's the excuse I'm going to stick with. So, anyway, always good stuff, my friend. Great talking to you, and look forward to talking to you hopefully again over the summer.
All right. Thanks for having me on, and say hello to your son.
Yeah, I know you will. I will. And anything I can do for you anytime, we'll publicize this event as well. Thanks, buddy. Paul Biancardi joins us from ESPN. Always a great guest. We'll take our final time out. We'll be back after these messages.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
And I want to thank our guest, Paul Biancardi. Of course, the good folks at Sports Thread, Sean Leary and his guest. But one guy who definitely is always with us is Bill Van Ness here at Stillwater Radio. And Bill, of course, the voice of the softball team and Super Regionals this week. And hopefully, don't want to put the cart before the horse, but the College World Series the next weekend.
Yeah, you get a chance to play either Oregon or Texas. We'd like to have to play Oregon, not have to play Texas again, but we'll see what happens with that. We'll bring on any comers. Games will either be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's probably the latter because of TV. Once Texas gets their regional done, we'll figure all that out, probably tomorrow.
And, of course, you can listen to it on the radio exclusively here on Stillwater Radio. Got all the apps and everything. StillwaterRadio.net. And good stuff. Thank you, Bill, for keeping us on the air. And that's going to do it for this weekend. We'll be back next weekend, and we'll let you know on the social media and things like that who we got on. Have a great, great weekend, everyone.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing.